This is your WLAK Daily News Roundup for Lake Air, 107.5 FM and 1260 AM in Amory.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Airports in Wisconsin are getting a share of $34 million from Washington for upgrades. The airport in Appleton is getting $3 million to add on to its terminal building. The airport in Madison is getting $6 million to fix up its taxiways. The Wisconsin Supreme Court hears a case today brought by a conservative activist who wants records opened in order to find ineligible voters. It's the latest attempt by people who question the outcome of the 2020 presidential race to cast doubt on the integrity of Wisconsin elections. Donald Trump appears to be managing expectations about tonight's debate with Kamala Harris. Melissa Kay has more.
At a rally in Mosinee on Saturday, Trump told 7,000 supporters he won't be treated fairly. He offered a potential preview of attack lines and accused Harris of covering up concerns about President Biden's health. Tonight might be the only debate between the two. Melissa Kay, Civic Media News.
People still making up their minds about their choice for president have plenty of opportunities to size up the candidates. UW Green Bay political scientist David Helpap encourages voters to do their homework.
Check the facts. Go to news sources, reputable news sources. There are some nonprofit organizations out there that try to provide good, nonpartisan, unbiased information.
Tonight's presidential debate coverage begins on many civic media stations and online at 7:30. Wisconsin wildlife officials are encouraging hunters to get their deer tested for chronic wasting disease this fall. Testing helps scientists understand CWD better. Public health officials say people shouldn't eat venison from a deer that's tested positive. Hunters should also tell the DNR about any sick or dead deer they come across. Pro-Palestinian campus groups at UW-Milwaukee are no longer suspended after students were cleared of all criminal charges that they engaged in hate speech. The chancellor's office says none of the social media posts in question were actual threats against Jews or Israelis. One group says it will keep pushing UWM to break ties with Israel over the war in Gaza. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. The Sawyer County Airport has received more than $2 million in federal funding for runway repairs. Airport officials say the $2.2 million through the Federal Aviation Administration's Airport Improvement Program will be used to rehabilitate 5,000 feet of runway. The program offers funding for things like airport safety and addressing environmental concerns. More than $34 million was distributed to airports across Wisconsin, with an additional $14 million available to distribute in a second round of funding. Sawyer County has drastically reduced the average jail population after years of efforts to improve the efficiency of the system. Officials cited the fact that at one point the county had only one judge as the reason so many people were waiting in jail and trials were backlogged. Since then, the county has added another judge position and started new programs to connect people who have been arrested to the resources they need, like addiction services, before their court date. The average daily jail population has dropped by 40%. Duluth Mayor Roger Reinhart unveiled his 2025 budget proposal on Monday night. Mayor Reinhart says his budget proposal focuses on public safety, maintenance of city facilities and parks, and capturing new tax base growth. The budget would include a 1.8% property tax levy increase to provide more funding for things like transportation, planning and economic development, and parks. Mayor Reinhart says the main focus of his budget proposal is creating new housing and upgrading commercial facilities in the city. The Great Lakes St. Louis Legislative Caucus held their annual meeting in Duluth on Monday, with a focus on the state of the Great Lakes amid environmental concerns. Regional leaders shared some of the work they've been doing to address the climate change problems in their areas of the lakes, like replacing trees that have been cut down by disease. The caucus is planning to plant 250 million trees over the next decade in the hopes that the trees will help preserve the shores of the Great Lakes for years to come. Thousands of people descended on Duluth over the weekend for the 30th annual Lake Superior Harvest Festival. According to a Northern News Now report, the festival has been bringing about 10,000 people into the city in recent years, and officials say they had another great turnout this year. The yearly event is hosted by the Sustainable Farming Association and features a massive farmers market, an energy fair, a nonprofit expo, and more. This year's event also featured a safety demonstration on electric vehicles. Duluth Mayor Roger Reinert has ordered an internal review to determine how 1.7 million gallons of treated drinking water was released into Tisher Creek, killing over 1,000 fish. After an investigation, the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency determined that it was the release of the chloraminated drinking water that led to the death of the fish in the creek. The treated water in the creek posed no threat to humans but was toxic for aquatic life. The water release occurred during a maintenance operation at a nearby reservoir. One person was killed in a Sunday morning crash involving a motorcycle and car near Hudson. According to the Wisconsin State Patrol, officers responded to the scene of the crash on eastbound I-94 near Hudson at around 9:30 a.m. on Sunday. When they arrived, they found the driver of the motorcycle had died from the injuries sustained in the crash. The Wisconsin State Patrol has not reported what the cause of the crash was, but it is under investigation. Authorities also have not released the identity of the motorcyclist who was killed. Enbridge's Line 5 relocation project in northern Wisconsin has cleared another hurdle. On Friday, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources released its final environmental impact statement for the controversial project, which seeks to relocate the pipeline to go around the Bad River Reservation rather than through it. Critics of the project worry about the environmental impact in the area surrounding the reservation. An Enbridge statement said construction will begin as soon as the necessary approvals are obtained. And that's what you need to know. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
The Packers will have to get by without QB1. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. Jordan Love is expected to miss 3 to 6 weeks with an MCL sprain, and head coach Matt LaFleur says they won't risk anything with his injury.
If he gets cleared, we'll give him every opportunity like we always will. And I know he's doing everything in his power. I know he's spending a lot of time trying to get back as soon as possible, but certainly we're not going to put him in a position where if he can't protect himself that he'd go out there.
On Sunday, it will be the Green Bay Packers taking on the Indianapolis Colts as each team seeks its first victory. Wisconsin football plays Alabama this week, and head coach Luke Fickell says the defense will need to play smart.
Sometimes, and these are the situations where, guys, you can't be thinking about the big plays. You got to be thinking about the real consistent, sound things, because if you get out of place on a team like this, and in particular a quarterback like this, there's some really bad things that can happen.
Kickoff is at 11 a.m. Saturday. And tonight, the Brewers begin a 6-game road trip in San Francisco. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska for Civic Media Sports.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The summer blockbuster season might have come and gone, but the franchises are still providing big box office returns. Beetlejuice led the way at last weekend's box office with $111 million at the gate. The Tim Burton-helmed film starring Michael Keaton, Catherine O'Hara, and Winona Ryder is the third largest opening weekend for a film in 2024, according to Deadline. The film is already in the black just from its domestic opening weekend alone, as it cost $100 million to make. The film had an impressive haul on Sunday with $27 million despite the opening weekend for the NFL. Deadpool and Wolverine is showing incredible legs at the box office, coming in at second place with a take of over $7 million. Ditto for Reagan, the Ronald Reagan biopic starring Dennis Quaid, that claimed the third spot with $5.2 million. Alien Romulus took fourth place with a $3.9 million take, and the surprise hit It Ends With Us rounds out the top five. The Blake Lively film took in $3.7 million for its fifth week in theaters. What the show Friends brought in comedy, it lacked in diversity, according to actor Adam Goldberg. The Saving Private Ryan actor played Chandler's roommate Eddie for three episodes. Goldberg, who is Jewish, said the lack of diversity on TV at the time was insane and says he was a Friends snob because of this and declined the role when first offered. In retrospect, he said he is proud to be part of the show's legacy and loved working with the late Matthew Perry. If Springsteen fans are wondering why the boss's bandmate and wife, Patti Scalfa, has been on again, off again since 2018, it's because she revealed she's been battling blood cancer. The information was revealed during a documentary that premiered at the Toronto Film Festival about the boss called Road Diary. The 71-year-old Scalfa joined the E Street Band in 1984 and married Springsteen in 1991. Road Diary will be available to stream on Hulu and Disney October 25th. Eminem fans, take note, the rapper will open the Video Music Awards. Eminem is nominated for 8 awards. On his last VMA appearance, he shared the stage with Snoop Dogg in 2022. The last time he opened the VMAs was 2010. Deadline reports that if Eminem wins even one of his 8 nominations, that would make him the most decorated male Video Music Award artist in history. He has a total of 67 nominations, which is second only to Madonna. The Video Music Awards will be broadcast Wednesday, September 11th at 7 p.m. Central on the MTV networks. There is nothing like a good snubbing. In this year's Country Music Awards, Morgan Wallen leads the field with 7 nominations, 4 for an album called I Had Some Help, on which he collaborated with Post Malone. Notably absent from the CMA nominees was Beyoncé for her album Cowboy Carter. Cowboy Carter was number 1 on the country charts for 4 weeks. The 58th annual CMA Awards will air November 20th on ABC. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We could catch an isolated sprinkle or two at some point today. Otherwise, partly cloudy, a little breezy with a high in the low 80s. Tonight, partly cloudy, upper 50s to low 60s. And then tomorrow, it'll be partly cloudy, not as breezy with a high in the low to mid 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp 62.
That's your WLAK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lakeair.radio.